Now hear this. All hands lay after the fantail for mail call. Aye, stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of music and fun. Delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here's the skipper of the good ship mail call, Jack Douglas.
Oh, skipper, eh? Well, I don't want you guys to think I don't know what I'm doing. So, port the starboard. Landlubbers, huh? Well, I'll try another one. Bow to the stern.
Just a minute. What did you say?
Bow to the stern.
Oh, I don't bend that way.
Pardon me, skipper.
What are you doing on the captain's bridge? Where's your battle station?
First consul. I'm a singer.
What good is singing in a battle?
You never heard me sing.
Oh, yes, I have. It's Alan Jones. Well done, Jones. We can use you on this cruise.
Oh, no, you can't, Captain. I'm going to be discharged.
You're going to be discharged when?
Right now.
Well, that takes care of him. Any questions?
Oh, pardon me, Captain. They have a court-martial now.
Oh, well, it wasn't that bad.
No, one of the crew members is charged with singing on watch.
Well, let's hear the evidence. Where is the defendant?
Here she is.
Why, it's Janet Blair.
Thank you very much. Hello, fellas. I'd like to sing a song from my new picture called Towers and Spires. It's a very cute song called Love is a Merry-Go-Round.
Your feet leave the ground. You go up, you go down, you're in clover. Gee, it's swell, then a bell starts to tingling, the ride is over. Love is the flightiest thing, it's a bird on the wing, always searching for spring. You're up high till you try for the ring. Love's a merry-go-round, it's the dizziest thing. You go up, you go down, you're in clover. It's swell, then a bell starts to tingling. The ride is over. Love is the flightiest thing. It's a bird on the wing, always searching for spring. You're up high till you try for the ring.
Well, Captain, what's the verdict?
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you like my singing.
Oh, yes, you sing nice, too.
What do they call you around here, the sea wolf?
Yes, I'm a wolf in ship's clothing. I said
that's
it, and I'm glad.
That's not a joke, son. I'm sorry.
Look, Jan, let's forget about this military stuff. Can't we get to know each other a little better?
Mm-mm, Jack. I know what's on your mind.
I bet you don't.
I bet I do.
Then why haven't you slugged me?
Now, look, we can settle this easy enough. A penny for your thoughts.
A penny? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff they pay $8.80 for on Broadway. Now, look, get this straight, Janet. All I want is a little date.
Oh, a date, huh? Oh, well, that's different.
Well, where do you live?
Well, you know, Jack, when a fella I don't want to go out with asks me for a date, I tell him I'm just visiting here.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's for the average dull and unattractive fellow.
That's right, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, where do you really live?
Oh, I'm just visiting here.
Touché. That's Spanish. But you must think I'm a real hayseed. You know, I don't have to wait for a date with you. I've got hundreds of girls sitting home tearing their hair out because I don't call them.
Well, why don't you call them?
I'm getting tired of going out with bald-headed women. Look, Jen, I'm going to try the academic approach on you.
The academic approach?
Yes, I'll take you below decks and show you why they call it the hold.
Oh. What's that?
Well, that's some of the crew members. They call themselves the Aleutian Five.
Oh, golly, they sound wonderful. Let's listen to them.
No, let's go down the hole.
No, look, it would be more fun to listen to them. You don't like music the way I do.
You don't like the hole the way I do. Oh, go ahead, fellas, please. Yes, that was Dick Shannon, Rex and Von Galleon, Bob Moreau and Bill Alexander, four sailors and a soldier who got together while serving at Dutch Harbor up in Alaska. They're out of the service now, but they kept their little combo together, and currently the boys are the hottest thing in Hollywood jive circles.
You're the one for me.
Battle fatigue. What are you doing here, Jones? I thought you were discharged.
Well, Skipper, I just couldn't stay away from the service. Besides, I have another song to sing.
Well, go ahead and sing it. If you'll pardon me, I have an unfinished job to do. Unfinished
Alan
sentence.
Jones! Oh, darling, how are you?
Oh, hello, Janet.
Oh, you know, Alan, I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't we get to know each other a little better?
Oh, no, Janet. I know what's on your mind.
Now, wait a minute.
A penny for your thoughts, Janet.
Oh, that's the kind of stuff they pay $8.80 for on Broadway.
What's going on here?
Go away, Jack. I'm fishing for a date.
Yeah, but you're using my line. What's he got that I haven't got?
A voice. Alan's a singer.
A singer?
Yes, every morning I polish up my scales.
That sounds more like a halibut.
Now, listen to this.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where never is heard a discouraging word. Or what can an antelope say?
Oh, fine.
Gosh, nobody has ever had his range.
Obviously, or he'd have been shot.
Oh, you're just jealous, Jack.
Say, what's the matter with you two anyway?
Well, Janet thinks I'm a wolf. Did you ever hear anything so ridiculous?
Well, aren't you?
No. Look, just to prove it, the other night I was driving home and I saw a beautiful girl with a flat tire. So I gave her a lift. When we got... Fine place for a comma. But when we got to her gorgeous apartment and she'd slip into something more comfortable, she turned the lights down low and offered me a drink. But I said, no, thank you. We haven't been formally introduced. Somebody should introduce me to the English language. So I left her there sitting on a sofa and went home.
Amazing.
What would you have done, Alan?
I'd have done exactly the same thing you did, Gilbert.
Yeah, you see?
But I wouldn't have lied about it.
Oh, what's the use? Go ahead and sing, Alan. Gentlemen, that's going to...
Symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, it sighs and it softly dies. Sing for me, sing for me. Then we kiss, and it's clear to me. When you are near to me, you are my symphony. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, it sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing for me. And it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony.
Wonderful, Alan. Even though you took my girl away, I think it was great. Well, you know, a skipper can't stay on the bridge all the time. He's got to get a little rest. So now while I go to my quarters for a catnap, it's a pleasure to turn over the good ship mail call to the first mate, and here he is, the star of Truth or Consequences, Ralph Edwards.
Fellas, here we go with another little game of Truth or Consequences. And our contestant tonight is a very charming lady. Will you come right into the microphone and tell us your name, please? You see, you have to talk right straight into this all the time. Hello.
I do. Margaret Kaler.
Hello. How are you, Mrs. Margaret Kaler?
Yes.
Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Oh, that's happened. Well, that's good. Yeah, right into there all the time. Talk real loud now because it's going all the way across the ocean, you see? Isn't that wonderful? Do you know anybody over there? You must.
No, I don't.
I see. Well, they're going to know about you, Miss Margaret.
The one I know is already home.
Well, that's really fine. Where are you from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Uh-huh. What, you came out with the, when the discovery of... of nylons or what?
Well, I've never discovered any yet.
I didn't get that?
I have never discovered any nylons yet.
Oh, you're not looking at the... right places, yeah. What's that? You say it real loud. Cause
I don't see any nylons.
Oh, yeah. No. Will you stand? No, I guess they're not here yet. Well, what happens in Wichita?
Oh, it gets cold in the winter.
No, I mean to you. Real loud.
Nothing much.
Oh, we'll fix that up for you tonight. K-A-Y-L-O-R.
K-A-I-L-E-R.
Well, I was in Nebraska. I'd crossed the line already. Yes. Well, what is your occupation in Wichita?
I do dressmaking.
What?
I do dressmaking.
Oh, how interesting. Could you fix my wife up at all? That's very interesting. What kind of dresses do you make?
Oh,
that's a kind of a question a man would ask. So you can see what kind of a dress. It's the kind that goes on, of course.
Yeah. Well, usually the latest fashion.
Oh, that's... I'll bet they are. I mean, they're cut on the Klaxel there. Right?
Yeah. Some formal and some street dresses.
What's that?
Some formal and some street dresses.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. That's Mrs. Kaler. Do you like Play Truth or Consequence? You having fun up here?
Yes, I'm having lots of fun.
Oh, that's fun. Is Mr. Kaler back there?
I lost my husband.
I see. Is there much more of a family?
No, I raised twins, a boy and a girl.
Oh, double duty.
They were my niece and nephew.
What's that? You have two little consequences. What are their names?
Dorothy Arne and Jack Kaler.
Oh, two girls. That's lovely.
Girl and boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see. And you were born right there in Wichita?
No, I was born in Apple River, Illinois. Joe Davis County.
You were born where in Illinois?
Apple River. Apple River.
Apple River. That's a pippin, eh?
Yes.
Hubby, he was a Baldwin, was he, or not?
No.
No, he's had hair. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Miss, we'll have a little consequence, okay? I mean on the show here.
Yes, certainly.
Yes, okay, Miss Kaler. K-A-I-L-E-R.
Yes, sir.
From Wichita. All right, now here's a question. What device does the United States Navy use for looking through the thick steel hull of a battleship? Truth or Consequences, Mrs. Margaret Kaler from Wichita, Kansas. Was your boy in the Army or Navy?
He's my boy.
Oh, one of the twins.
Friend of mine.
Oh, friend of yours.
Mine.
The twin... Twin?
No, neither one of those. Really.
What's that?
No, the twin was not in the service.
The twin was, he was in, he was, oh, the time's up. But did I talk you out of the time? I'll give you more time if you want. Let's give her an additional little time here. We'll give you additional time. Go right ahead. That's all. Now, you got to be on your toes, don't you, Miss Kaler?
Yes,
all right.
Certainly do.
You all set now?
All right.
You haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequence. Miss Kaler, tonight you're going to star in a radio play entitled Grandma Was a Pippin Until Her Upper Started Slipping. Coming from Apple Knocker, Pennsylvania, this will just fit in all right. Where were you from again?
Apple River, Illinois.
Where?
Illinois.
Whereabouts?
Apple River.
Apple River. Does it, instead of log flows, they have apples coming down. Is that it, huh?
No, it's just a small town.
Chorus to the sun?
Just a small town.
No apples.
No.
Yeah, all right. We'll see. Tonight you're going to star in a radio play entitled What I Said. Now, were you ever on the stage, Mrs. Kaler?
No, I never was.
Come right in close, see. That, what, you weren't?
No, it's my first time.
Well, it's exciting, isn't it? you're not, are you? I mean,
no.
It's just as if you were standing up there and that Kansas was blowing in your face.
Yes.
All right. Now, this will be your great opportunity. Mrs. Kaler, not only will you star in the play, but you will have a cast of professional supporting players. And here they are, the famous movie stars, Janet Blair, Alan Jones, and Jack Douglas. See, they're back.
Hello, Janet. How are you?
I'd like to have you meet Mrs. Kaler from Apple Squeezer, Indiana. This is the very famous Janet Blair that you hear about.
How do you do? Well,
I'm glad to know you, I'm sure.
And she has a boy who is a twin who isn't. And this is the famous Alan Jones. You've heard Alan sing many times, haven't you, Miss?
Yes, I have.
And he sang well, didn't he? Yes. This is Mrs. Kaler.
How do you do, Mrs. Kaler? Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Isn't he slick the way he does that? Wasn't
that nice? He was.
Didn't it sort of... it certainly did, didn't it? All right, and excuse me, this is Jack Douglas. Mrs. Kaler, may I present Jack Douglas?
How you doing, Mrs. Kaler? Good to see you.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jack. I think that was a very fair thing of you to say. That's Jack Douglas.
Glad to have met you.
Well, you were glad, too, so everybody's happy. There we go. All right, now, Mrs. Kaler, all these famous actors here will read from their prepared script. And you, being the big headliner of this drama... Well, you won't need a script.
Just fill in.
You what?
I'll just fill in.
You just fall in, yeah. Fill in, yeah. You will improvise. You understand what I mean by improvise?
Yeah.
There. All right. Now, you make up the lines just as every great actress does when she's caught with her script down. Do you think you'll be able to do that, all right?
Well, I'll try.
I'll bet you will. All right. Now, you'll take the part of Pamela in the play. A shy, sweet, charming girl of 18. What are you laughing at? Huh?
A young girl.
Oh, well, that's all I can tell you about the play. Now, whenever any member of the cast addresses you, you will answer as though you knew what they were talking about. Of course, you won't know very much about what they're talking because you'll be out when the play starts. And then, as in a real play, you see, you'll make an entrance on your cue. Your cue to enter is, "Here comes Pamela now." It's a very original play, you see. Snappy lines like that all the way through. All right, now, will you run right off stage here with our escort? Bill, oops, so you took the Armed Forces Radio Service microphone with you. Careful with those apples. Bill Davis, another escort, taking her out. All right, now, is she gone? She can't hear? Ooh, what's going to happen to her? She won't have any, Mrs. Kaler won't have any idea what this play is all about because the play will start right here and now without her. Now, Janet, you come over here with me at this microphone, and Alan and Jack, you stay at that microphone. Let's hear how she fits in with this conversation. All right, the play is about to begin. The curtain rises. Janet Blair speaks.
I tell you, John, you shouldn't have sent Pamela out to milk that cow.
I hope she knows what this is all about. Now, Alan Jones.
Why not? She's got to learn sometime, doesn't she?
These are terrific lines we gave these people, you know. And Jack Douglas.
Well, she's never milked a cow before. What if she gets kicked right in the middle of the bucket?
Quiet. Here comes Pamela now.
Yes. Here comes Pamela now.
Come along, Pammy. Well,
Pamela, what happened?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing, no. No, not at all.
Not at all?
No.
Did you have any trouble?
Not a bit. A long time.
Well, what did you do?
Oh, I just stood out in the entrance.
You stood where?
I stood out here in the entrance.
In the entrance. You were up toward the head, sort of like, huh?
But where is the, you know?
Oh, well, I knocked her down. Just because.
Did you get a firm grip on it?
No, I just knocked her down.
And what happened after that?
She just got it and went home.
I'm really going to want to know what she was doing, you know.
Oh, Pamela, we shouldn't have sent you. I shudder to think of you sitting there alone with the...
That little squirt.
Had a real nice young man out there.
A young man? How does it happen with a man?
Tell me, how did you get it out of her?
Oh, I just knocked her down.
All right, that's good enough for us. Tell me, Mrs. Kaler, what were you talking about all that time? We'll tell you what we were talking about. What did you think they were talking about?
I don't know what you were talking about.
Well, we were talking about the fact that you had been sent out to milk a cow. You knocked her down and was working toward the entrance. You should have been back farther, you see. That's all right. Well, it was wonderful, Mrs. Kaler. You didn't know it, of course, but the name of that play was really Pamela Went Out to Milk a Cow. You did a great job. You deserve the Academy Award, the Milk Academy Award. But while you're waiting for it, here's $10 prize money, thanks to Janet, Alan, and Jack. And happy consequences, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Ralph Edwards. That was a wonderful way to finish this week's cruise of the Good Ship Mail Call. But now, as we leave the roaring high seas behind us, and the hot sun sinks into the sea, Janet Blair, my unrequited love, steps on deck to sing a farewell song to the crew. Janet?
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. absurd. I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday. Maybe Monday, maybe not. But I'm sure to meet him someday. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not.
Another mail call letter with special thanks to Skipper Jack Douglas. Other signatures include Janet Blair, Ralph Edwards, Alan Jones, the Aleutian Five, and yours truly, Ben Alexander. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... ¶¶